Law enforcement officers in Alaska can legally have sexual contact with people they are investigating for crimes. Proposed legislation seeks to change that.
Brought House Bill 1124 to close a loophole and eliminate a gray area about sexual contact during police investigations.
That's Anchorage Democrat Representative Matt Klayman. He says he proposed the bill after seeing research conducted on behalf of a sex worker advocacy group. The statewide telephone survey was completed by Hayes Research, which has run surveys and focus groups in the state for more than a decade. It shows that more than 90% of the people surveyed didn't know that police officers could legally have intercourse with sex workers, and they do not think it should be legal. Maxine Dugan is a sex worker advocate. She says current law only protects people who are in custody, not people who are under investigation.
Because what happens in prostitution sting operations is that you're in a state of being investigated, not technically in custody. So police are allowed to have sexual contact in prostitution sting operations because it's part of investigating prostitution.
Dugan says multiple women have reported sexual contact with law enforcement officers to her organization, Community United for Safety and Protection. A spokesperson for the Alaska State Troopers says they have a policy against sexual contact during investigations. The Anchorage Police Department did not respond to multiple requests for comment. 58% of the people surveyed say they do not think the state should be expending resources arresting consenting adults for prostitution. Dugan says her organization is also pushing for legislation that would remove prostitution charges from a person's criminal record and from court view. She says those public records make it hard for women to move out of the industry and take other jobs.
When people have those, you know, really stigmatizing things on their records, it prohibits them from being, you know, hired in certain jobs. So there's a high level of discrimination against our population when people are looking to transition into other occupations.
No legislation to remove the charges has been proposed yet.